One of the things that I think most people will be sort of still digesting at the moment is that this conversation is even happening, and it seems strange, but you know, you have been very private throughout your career and the records that you've made. You've let your music speak for itself. Is there any particular reason why you've decided to come out and kind of talk and be a little bit more visible?
You know, we've stayed under the radar a bit,
yeah,
but we've tried to just kind of do things on terms that we're comfortable with, and I think making records and playing live is what we feel is our job.
Yeah,
it's a great job. We're thankful to have it. We respect the listeners for allowing us to and sticking with us, you know.
Yeah, I remember when your debut album came out, and you know, it felt like we, you know, discovered a really special record, and then it felt like the whole world discovered the same special record. And you know, I was reading a lot of interviews with you guys in the lead up to the release of Versus before you joined the band, Matt. You know, it felt at the time like, you know, you, as a band, you were having quite a hard time, especially you, Ed, just digesting the pressure and everything else that came with kind of being in a successful band. With a bit of age and a bit of wisdom and a bit of hindsight, you know, what do you think was sort of some of the toughest parts of that whirlwind that you were immersed in when those records did so well?
Well, you know, I think they've made movies about whoever experienced a modicum of success and they've had difficulties handling it, whether it was, you know, they lost themselves in certain chemical addictions or emotional distress. I think what was interesting for, you know, maybe Kurt and myself and probably Chris too, you know, I think that we were coming from a real place in these songs, and that we were kind of sharing something that we felt was coming from, I guess, an intimate kind of place, and talking about things that were real to us. And when that became kind of co-opted, that made it a little trickier. It was a real thing, because there are traps that people fall into, and for us it was just trying to avoid it and survive and get to a point where we could see what our band would sound like in 10 or 15 years.
That's the one thing I think that everyone really loves, is the fact that, you know, you've approached this not like I think a lot of bands are encouraged to approach it, which is make every record like it's your last, because it might be. And you guys have always gone in like, you know, you had success early on and it felt like you had bought yourselves the opportunity to make records just for yourselves. If that's what it came down to, it felt like that's why you were doing it.
And I think we're actually back to that rock and roll life or death kind of situation. I think that now it feels a little more fervent. Our attitude has to be a little more intense, and maybe it's just because of, you know, the atmosphere in America, the failed foreign policy and everything that's been going on. I think all those, the last few records were valid, and it was what we were doing at the time, but now I relate more when you say that, you know, committed to this stuff hardcore.
We need a song like Worldwide Suicide on the radio, and we need it to be played, and we need people to kind of acknowledge. And it feels like, you know, I know you're not really necessarily applying for the job, but we need, but your music, you know, feels like it's carrying with it a certain urgency at the moment. But I guess, like you say, it's reflected on it.
It's got a good beat.